Let's begin with a question. What is, in your opinion, the first thing that should change in the church? Think about that for a second. What is the first thing that should change in the church today? When a journalist asked the same question to Mother Teresa, her answer was very short, very powerful. She said, "You and me." The first thing that should change in the church is you and me. Especially in a time that is so difficult in so many ways, a time of war, of confusion and division, rather than lamenting when we feel overwhelmed and useless, we need to realize that there is something very important, very concrete and decisive that we all can do. We can change. The Lord requires from us a sincere availability and disposition to change. In one sense, everyone is open to change. We are all open to improvements. We would like better things tomorrow than today. Sometimes we see our life, our conversion, and Lent more or less like this. You know, it would be great to see some improvements, and even better if it doesn't take too much effort. But the Lord is calling us to more than some improvements. He's calling us to conversion, and conversion demands a real change. Scripture is very strong and very clear about the kind of change that conversion entails. We hear things such as, we're called to a new birth. We have to put off the old self, put on a new self. Think about that, a new self. We need to die, really die to our sins, and then become a new creation. Conversion is a change of our deeper self, a real change of our ways of thinking, of feeling, and acting. And because of the many distractions and the routine of life, we need a time like Lent that is different, in which we can refocus on what's essential and renew our desire to change, our awareness that we all need to change. So with Christ today, as every first Sunday of Lent, the Holy Spirit takes us to the desert. And there we accompany Christ in his temptation. We are taken to the desert because Lent is supposed to be like a desert, a time that is different, unlike the rest of the year. A time in which we can renew our hunger for Christ and our aversion for our sins. Hunger for Christ, aversion, sincere aversion for our sins. What makes of this time of Lent a desert? What makes it different than the rest of the year? Mainly the practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. In one sense, we could say that we aim to disrupt our comfort, to break down our routine, and eliminate our distractions so that we can reconnect with what really matters in life. And again, awaken that hunger for Christ that at times vanishes. And rekindle that sincere aversion for our sins. And insofar as we actually do pray more than the rest of the year, and offer sincere and honest penances and fasting, and practice real concrete charity, then these days, this desert, will help us understand that all these things, all these practices, are not just nice things that if we do, if we happen to remember, maybe will make us a bit better, but necessary and urgent actions through which we pray for mercy for ourselves and for the world. This desert of Lent, this different time of the year, helps us realize that a choice in our lives is not just between being a terrible person or a decent person. Think about Jesus' temptations, what we heard in today's gospel. Let's think about, so to speak, materially, what he was invited to do. What was so bad about those actions? What was he actually invited to do? Eat some bread, have possessions, a lot of them, have possessions, and to not get hurt. But obviously, the core of those temptations is what really matters. The core of the temptations of Christ was to deny the cross and doubt the Father's providence. What is the core of our own temptations? And we can bring to mind our common temptations. What's the core of that? Now, certainly there are times in which we are all tempted to desire or do things that are evidently terrible. But probably most of the times our temptations are more subtle. Don't we experience a rebellion against any kind of suffering? Don't we at times get angry at God when things don't go our way, or when bad things happen in our lives, or in the world, or in the church? Don't we cling at times to sentiments of human justice and vengeance, to worldly attractions of prestige and possessions? The choice is not between terrible or decent person. There is, in reality, only one choice, and that is to be a saint. And for that, we all need to change, sincerely and significantly change. Pope Benedict said that the kingdom of God is to be found in our conversion. Not after our conversion, when we're doing great and we're not tempted anymore and we're not weak. That's never going to happen. But in our conversion, during the constant daily humble effort to change and to be better and to be more like Christ, it is in those daily efforts, which many times are unseen, that we can find God again and again. And this daily, sincere, generous effort to change is really the first thing that should and could change today in the church. That is you and me. May we understand today that much depends on our change and our conversion, and that the daily battles of Lent can make a significant difference in the world and in the church.